should curl, his cheek should flame, and his brow should curl, his nose should heave, and his heart should blow, and his tits be a ready for a knockdown blow.
Little Buttercup, still on board? That is not quite right, little one. It would have been more respectable to have gone ashore at dusk.
True, dear Captain, but the recollection of your sad, pale face seemed to chain me to the ship. I was fain to see you smile before I go.
Ah, little Buttercup, I fear it will be long before I recover my accustomed cheerfulness, for misfortunes crowd upon me, and all my old friends seem to have turned against me.
Oh, no! Do not say all, dear Captain. That were untrue to one, at least.
True. Well, you are staunch to me. And if ever I gave my heart again, methinks it would be to such a one as this. I am touched to the heart by your innocent regard for me. And were we differently situated, I think I could have returned it. But as it is, I fear I can never be more than a friend.
I understand. You hold aloof from me because and lofty, and I poor and lowly. But take care. The poor bumboat woman has gypsy blood in her veins, and she can read destinies.
Destinies?
There is a change in store for you.
A change?
Aye, be prepared.
Mystic lady, mystic lady.
Stern convictions are mere feelings that the mystic lady's dealing in oracular revealing.
Yes, I know.
That is so.
Though I'm anything but clever, I could talk like that forever. Once a cat was killed by care, only brave deserve the fair.
Very true. So they do.
Wink is often good as nod. Spoils the child that spares the rod. Thrifty lambs run foxy dangers. Dogs are found in many mangers.
Frequently, I agree.
Paw of cat the chestnut snatches. Worn out garments show new patches. Only count the chick that hatches. Men are grown up catching catches. I know.
That is so.
Though a mystic tone you borrow, I shall learn the truth of sorrow. Here today and gone tomorrow.
Yes, I know.
That is so. Incomprehensible as their utterances are, I nevertheless feel they are dictated by a sincere regard for me. But to what new misery is she referring? Time alone can tell.
Captain Corcoran, I am much disappointed with your daughter. In fact, I don't think she will do.
She won't do, Sir Joseph.
I'm afraid not. The fact is that although I have urged my suit with as much eloquence as is consistent with an official utterance, I have done so hitherto without success. How do you account for this?
Really, Sir Joseph, I hardly know. Josephine is, of course, sensible of your condescension.
She naturally would be.
But perhaps your exalted rank dazzles her.
You think it does?
I can hardly say. She is, of course, a modest girl, and her social position is far below your own. It may be that she feels she is not worthy of you.
That is really a very sensible suggestion. And displays more knowledge of human nature than I had given you credit for.
But she... If your lordship would kindly reason with her and assure her officially that it is a standing rule at the Admiralty that love levels all ranks, her respect for an official utterance might induce her to look upon your offer in proper light.
It is not unlikely. I will adopt your suggestion. But soft, she is here. Let us withdraw and watch our opportunity. Ta-ta, Captain Corcoran.
May I be one of them?
by my exalted rank. I desire to convey to you, officially, my assurance that if your hesitation is attributable to that circumstance, it is uncalled for.
Oh, then your lordship is of the opinion that married happiness is not inconsistent with discrepancy in rank?
I am officially of that opinion.
That both the high and lowly born may be truly happy together, provided they truly love one another?
Madam, I desire to convey to you, officially, my opinion that love is a platform upon which all ranks meet.
I thank you, Sir Joseph. I did hesitate, but I will hesitate no longer. He little thinks how eloquently he has pleaded his rival's cause.
Never mind the why and wherefore, love can level ranks, and therefore love his lordship stations mighty, though stupendous be his brain. Though her tastes are mean and flighty, and her fortune poor and plain.
Ring the merry bells of lordship, rend the air with warmly wild applause. Union of the lordship with a humble captain's child.
For a humble captain's daughter.
And a lord who rules the water.
And a tar who clouds the water.
Let the air with joy be laden with the songs of the air above. For the union of maiden with the man who comes above.
Never mind the why and wherefore, love can level ranks, and therefore, though you're not a correlation, my step would scarcely pass. Though you occupy a station in the lower middle class.
Ring the merry bells of lordship, rend the air with warping wild, for the union of lordship with a humble captain's child.
For a humble captain's daughter.
For a gallant captain's daughter.
And a lord who rules the water.
And a tar who plows the water.
Let the air with joy be laden, ring with song the air above, for the union of the maiden with the man who owns her.
Characteristics of this glorious country that official utterances are invariably regarded as unanswerable.
At last, my fondest hopes are to be crowned. My only daughter is to be the bride of a cabinet minister. The prospect is Elysian.
Captain.
Jedi, you here?
Don't.
Don't shrink from me, Captain. I'm unpleasant to look at, and the name's a gimme, but I ain't as bad as it seems.
What would you with me?
I come to give you a warning.
Indeed? You propose to leave the Navy, then?
No. You misunderstand me. Listen.
Kind captain, I've important information. Sing hey the kind commander that you are. About a certain intimate relation, Sing hey the merry maiden and the tar.
The merry, merry maiden,
merry, merry maiden,
the merry,
the merry, merry maiden and the tar.
Good fellow in conundrums you are speaking. Sing hey the mystic sailor that you are. The answer to them vainly I am seeking. Sing hey the merry maiden and the tar.
The merry, merry, merry,
merry maiden, the merry, merry,
merry
maiden, the maiden and the tar.
My captain, your young lady is a-sighing. Sing hey the simple captain that you are. This very night with ranks drawn to be flying. Sing hey the merry maiden and the tar.
The merry, merry, merry,
merry,
merry, merry, merry,
the
much too merry
maiden and the tar.
Good fellow, you have given kindly warning. Sing hey the thoughtful sailor that you are. I'll talk to Master Rackfraw in the morning. Sing hey the cat and nine tails and the tar. The merry cat and nine tails,
the merry cat and nine tails,
the merry cat and nine tails,
and the tar.
Dick Deadeye, I thank you for your kindly warning. I will take means at once to arrest their flight. Folk will afford me ample disguise. So.
Yeah, foil! Foil! What?
Thank you. himself has said it, and it's greatly to his credit that he is an Englishman.
That he is an Englishman.
Or he might have been a Russian, or French, or Turk, or Prussian, or perhaps Italian.
Or perhaps Italian.
But in spite of all temptations to belong to other nations, he remains an Englishman. He remains an Englishman.
For in spite of all temptations to belong to
to any British tar. I try to speak with moderation, but you have gone too far. I'm very sorry to disparage a humble, formless lad, but to see your captain's daughter in marriage, why, damn it, it's too bad. It's too bad. It's too bad. It's too bad.
Did you hear me?
My pain and my distress, I find it is not easy to express. My amazement, my surprise, you may learn from the expression of my eyes.
My lord, one word, the facts are not before you. The word was injudicious, I allow. But hear my explanation, I implore you, and you will be indignant too, I vow.
I will hear of no defense. Attempt none if you're sensible. That word of evil sense is wholly indefensible. Go, riddle, get you hence to your cabin with celerity. This is the consequence of ill-advised asperity.
This is the consequence of ill-advised asperity.
For I'll teach you all their long to refrain from language strong, for I haven't any sympathy for ill-bred taunts. Himself. I am quite sure you had given him no cause for annoyance.
Please, Your Honor, it was thus wise. You see, I'm only a topman, a mere foremast hand.
Don't be ashamed of that. Your position as a topman is a very exalted one.
Well, Your Honor, love burns as brightly in the foxhole as it does on the quarterdeck. And Josephine is the fairest bud that ever blossomed upon the tree of a poor fellow's wildest hopes.
Darling!
Whoa, whoa. She's the figurehead of my ship of life. The bright beacon that guides me into my port of happiness. The purest, the rarest gem that ever sparkled upon the poor but worthy fellow's trusty brow.
Very pretty, very pretty.
Insolent sailor, you shall repent this outrage. Leave him.
Oh,
pray,
my loving.
Pray don't. I will teach this presumptuous mariner to discipline his affections.
Do you have any such thing as a dungeon on board?
We have.
I have.
Then load him with chains and take him there at once.
Farewell, my own, light of my life, farewell. For crime unknown, I go to a dungeon cell.
Why, you
bone, the bone, a pig the sailor fell. Let him be shown at once to his dungeon cell. Again, it is not easy to express my amazement, my surprise. Again, you may discover from my eyes
how terrible the aspect of the mind.
Childhood happy hours, that Rafe is really the captain and the captain is Rafe?
That is the idea I intended to convey officially.
And very well you have conveyed it, Miss Buttercup.
Aye, aye, Your Honor.
Dear me, let them appear before me at once. A very singular occurrence. I congratulate you both. Desire that remarkably fine seaman to step forward.
Cochrane, 3 paces to the front, march.
What?
I don't understand.
If you please.
What?
Perfectly right. If you please.
Oh, if you please.
You're an extremely fine fellow.
Yes, Your Honor.
So it seems that you were Rafe, and Rafe was you.
So it seems, Your Honor.
Well, I need not tell you that after this change in your condition, a marriage with your daughter is out of the question.
Oh, don't say that, Your Honor. Love levels all ranks.
It does, to a considerable extent. But it does not level them as much as that. Here, take her, sir. And mind you, treat her kindly.
Oh, bliss! Oh,
had my lot in sorry. What should I do? I can't...
Fair nothing. While I live, I'll not
marry
Zeus. I'll soothe and comfort your declining days.
No, don't do that.
Indeed, I'd rather.
Oh, very well, then. Tomorrow morn our vows shall all be plighted. Three loving pairs on the same day united.
For joy or rapture unforeseen, the cloudy sky is now serene. Our God of baby or of love has marked his ensign high above. The sky is all ablaze with glowing words.
Earth and chase
the lagging hours.
And here
my mind's domain is quite well burned. For the glory is struck in dreams.
And a rider captain too.
And though before my fall I was captain of you all, I'm a member of the crew.
And though before his fall he was captain of us all, he's a member of the crew.
I shall marry with a wife in my humble rank of life, and you my own are she. I may wander to and fro, but wherever I may go, I shall never be untrue to thee.
What never?
The devotion that my love implants.
And goodbye to your sisters and your cousins and your aunts, especially